The Ball State University takeover proposal includes a 7-member appointed board that would replace the current 5-member elected school board. There are 11 such boards in Indiana, one being a hybrid elected plus appointed board. That's 11 out of nearly 300 districts. Muncie Democratic Representative Sue Arrington says that idea concerns the community.
Ball State's trustees, only one of them, I believe, even lives in Muncie. They're people who are appointed themselves. Muncie Community Schools would be governed by a board that's twice removed from the people, as far as the Ball State appointments are concerned.
Democratic Representative Ed Delaney of Indianapolis proposed an amendment that would have kept Muncie's elected school board and added new appointed members. While it was not approved, Delaney says he still believes in having elected boards.
If I were a member of an elected school board today, I'd be asking myself, what's my status? If somehow we get into trouble, are we going to have the Indiana General Assembly take over our district? I'd be bothered about that.
At a Wednesday night meeting of the Muncie Community Schools Board, members say they are willing to do whatever is necessary to support the children. Board President Debbie Fike says board members have discussed the next steps for them.
If our presence would inhibit positive outcomes, we'll resign. So we're that committed to what's best for the community.
In committee on Wednesday, another failed amendment by Democratic Representative Greg Porter would have given Ball State the opportunity to take over Gary Community Schools, the other district under current state control. Committee members approved both the Ball State Muncie Community Schools takeover amendment and the entire school financials bill. It now goes to the full House. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.